them find you in me. If they're looking for you, Jesus, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, let them find you in me. For I may be the only Jesus.
God, welcome family to Pressing Over the Hump with Pastor E. We are continually connecting and bonding on one accord that as we press over the hump, we're not looking back any longer. We're pressing over because when we get over that hump, this principle, it's no longer looking back. We have a principle set in standard. And I know all my covenant partners are preparing their journals for all these different subjects and different principles that God has given us that we can continue to grow and to produce. That's the word to be enriched in the word of God is important that we're not sitting dormant. And that's our series. And this is our final week of the series in February. We do not know where we're going next month, but we do know right now we are concluding the series on words and the power they hold and how those words can affect my right now, my right now mind, that my mind could be changed. And we've covered all those areas in through week one of knowing that the letter has to be identified and it has to be put in its right place, that the letter kills, but the spirit of the letter gives life. So I had to make a decision. You had to make a decision to now seek our Father, to know what he really intends for us to do. And it's by relating in his word, that is not our words, but his words. Let the words of my mouth, remember let the words of my mouth, Psalms 19:14, and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you. That's our responsibility. But we know that to now be having the word in us, the word can't stay dormant. We had to work that word and know that that word had all possibilities, because the word says that if we do anything in him, we shall have whatever desire we speak. When he abides in us, I think that's John, we were talking about that this morning, John 15 and 5. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask whatever what you desire, and it shall be done. See, that word now is alive in me. And I shared this morning, and I want to stand on this, that if I am connected to a word that is alive, I cannot be associated with a dead word. And I have to know that if the word abides in me, I can ask whatever I like. Lord, bless Evangelist Virginia Valentine like never before. Just expound anything she touched, anything she put her mind to, Lord, just grow it and blossom. See, I speak a word of life. I know it shall come. That's the desire of my heart, to see the best for my sister. See, that's a word of life. But to tell you, hey, hold on, sit over there and go through what you're going through, God going to come through for you, I believe that is not a word I can speak, because that is a word of holding on. There's a word of waiting. But I see that when I take, see, that's a letter written on the wall. Go on, here's a letter, brother. Hold up. Wait. But a live word says, no, see it in the spirit, that word tree is not T-R-E-E, but I see the tree. So I can make a transference of the word. I see it not from a letter, because remember, 2 Corinthians 3 and 5, the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. So I know that now, ooh, we're growing. Remember week 2, week 3, we went to the point to say, now what I speak is what I am. The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart is who I am. Who am I? Now, if I'm the word, ooh, hallelujah, then the word has to change me and my words have to change. Then when my words change, everything else changes. If I still sit around and listen to and allow bad words to come in, even though 75%, even let's go higher than that, even 90% of the time, I give good words. If I let that 10% still get in there, who wins? The 10%, because it will continue to kill the word, and it will bring doubt. It will bring fear. It will bring stuff that we have not been given. We have been given not a spirit of fear, but of power and sound what? Mind. That word makes me think consciously. That word now is, I see the power of that word. Oh, yes, it goes both ways, because there's life, remember, life and death in the power of the tongue. That's Proverbs 18:21. But who told you were that? Remember, that was the next question. Who told you were naked? Remember, they were in the garden. They had been walking. Well, Adam had been walking and talking with God and communing with his helpmate. They never, ever hid from God. They knew God is in the house. And it was a time and a place for God. But that day, on that day, something had happened to break the chain of the word. Because when God called them, what was the first thing they did? Now, they never hid from God before. He said, and then so they hid, and God called them again. Now, this is God all everything. He's not questioning where they are. He knows where they are, but it's not what they did, but how they did it. Shame, fear, doubt, a negative word, a killing word, a destroying word, a dormant word. See, I'm not for a dormant word because there's no life. But when I get in the power of the word, there's life, and it's life more abundant because my mind is on fire for the word of God. Oh, but he said, who told you you were naked? They never knew they didn't have clothes on. They never knew that they were out of order or there was anything that they should hide or be ashamed of. They hid and found the fig leaves and covered themselves up and then looked up to God and said, oh, here we are. Why'd you hide, Adam? Because we were naked. God said, who told you? Where did you get that word of death? Where did you get that word of destruction? Who told you you couldn't do it? Who told you that greater that is I am in you than the evil that's in the world? Who told you? That's the question some of us need to ask ourselves today. Who told you? That means, who are you listening to? And I don't throw stones, but I step on toes all the time because my toes get stepped on. So come on, let's keep going. But if I allow something to be connected to the life that I know that is in God, it's going to do nothing but kill the word that I think I'm speaking, the agreement that I'm talking about. That goes for you too. If you keep on hanging out with that negative, always controversial, always, you will end up just what you have because we are a product of our environment. Who told you? And I have to know, if I listen to God, and that same word, the same word that gave me a birthright, the same word that gave me an inheritance, the same word that gave me a new life and a life that was more than anything, a more abundant. Don't have enough room to receive all this word. That when you receive this word I'm talking about of life, it now is no room to receive. It's about to burst out of you, and that's where it goes in the others. Then now they feel encouraged. Remember work three, we had to say, is the word really true? Ephesians 5 and 6, it says, let no man deceive you with words. Now, deception can be looked at on a lot of different ways because some people are creative on how they say things. And most of us, for a lot of years of our lives, we just have listened to anything and we have went for anything. But when you, this is a new creation, are in a new word, you know what the word says, so you know how to evaluate the words of others. I'm not just, where are you going? Wait a minute. No, that's not in this word. That's not the agreement word. That's not the same mind word. That's not the likeness in word. You twisted some things around and that, hey, hold on. Let's get back in agreement or we got to stop this conversation. Because I'm not here to battle. I'm not here to debate. I'm here to agree. And if there's one step of disagreement, you got to stop yourself and say, is this healthy? Or will the next time it go to another level? Oh, still loving, still friendly, still ministering for people and with people. But you got to sometimes say enough is enough. I need this word to perform itself in my life. And it's going to hurt some folks' feelings. But I am going to show that if I stand on this word, they can really get a testimony that it can work for them. Because, you know, most people are waiting to see it before they really sell out for God. I'm going to say that again. A lot of people are going to church still doubting and questioning. Today it don't feel like, because we have not given him all of our attention to his word and saying, I will not receive anything that's negative. Oh yeah, remember? And then we went to the next level. Don't expect it just to come freely. You got to work this thing out. It's time for you to work the word. It's your responsibility to get in that word training gym and know you can work the word to have increase. You know the word is consuming. The word gives strength. And the word does not give fear, doubt, negativity. I think if you go back to Mark 11, when Jesus was speaking a word, he says, and when you pray, speak, and it you shall receive. Don't doubt. You have to believe. And then you have to forgive. Oh, a good word of forgiveness. Because if I don't forgive, neither will he forgive me. So now the word is alive now that I can speak a word, praying in faith, speaking it without doubting, adding belief, and multiplying forgiveness, and always asking. And that word will reveal, oh my God. If I, this is third person speaking, this is Jesus, if I abide in you and my words abide in you, you will ask, not you might, not you, you will ask. Don't you know that's a mandate? I was sharing with a friend today. I have been mandated by the Holy Spirit to finish a project in 45 days that would normally take about 6 months. But I'm going to shift some things around, commit some things. I'm going to still do everything I'm doing, but I'm going to, in my own studies, have to flip some things around so I can meet the mandate.
You will ask, and whatever you desire, it shall be done. Watch this, verse 8. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. You guys know this is one of my favorite points. What's in your fruit basket? Oh, no, don't look on your cabinet. Don't look in the kitchen. What's in your fruit basket? The fruit of the Spirit. Are you full of the Spirit that you're bubbling over, that you don't have room to receive? Because now it's not you. We talked about that this morning. The bond with God is cemented. It's glued in. It's locked in. And it's not just for today. It's all day, every day, constantly, 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 constantly. I want to elevate in the bond with God through his word. The word is the key. And you have to look at it from a different perspective. Not on the chalkboard or the whiteboard in the kitchen or what. No, the chalkboard of your mind. And allow your thinking, your process of thinking, to now transform it from letter. Oh, you're working this thing out? Oh, my God. I see it from a different. Oh, you mean that's what this word has said all along? You just got to look at it from the different perspective. You got to change your view. Oh, hallelujah. And that's the filling of the Spirit. By this, my Father is glorified that you, not nobody talking to you. This is personal now. Take it personal. That you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, verse 9, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and I abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you that my joy may remain in you, that your joy may be full. Now, watch this. You ain't got to wait. This word is so powerful. There's so much power in this word. Oh my God. I know five people right now feel what I'm talking about in the spirit of agreement, that how powerful this word can change me. Negative thoughts are replaced with positive thoughts, words, opinions, negative opinions are put away by positive opinions. Old names, old ways, old things are now transformed into a new word of life. So it's the word that's in me now. So I changed. Remember last week, I changed my thinking. So that affects my feelings. That now I can have correct actions. Oh, purpose. Come on now. We got to keep it moving. We can't stay dormant. But we have to be in order. Remember, the word, it inspires me to think godly. So now I can feel godly. Oh, hallelujah. And if I can feel godly, I can act godly. I have now changed my life. My life has been changed by the word in me, not on me. Remember, whatever the heart embraces as truth. Whoa, watch this. The mind will support it. Now, some people say, you say the heart is the mind and the mind is the heart. It is. But don't you know there's different sides, different areas of the mind that are all combating with each other. So that heart side of the mind where the emotions come and those things are at, from the thinking and the processing of all the transducers that are in your mind out to your body to make you snap your fingers and talk and blink your eyebrows and tap your toes at the same time. Those transducers are being put out there, but those emotions are still saying, I love me some of this. I love me from that. But the word says, no, you cannot love the flesh. You have to love the word. And you have to, Monday we talked about this. You have to be strong. Finally, you must be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So now the word is alive in me, so I'm thinking godly. So I can have godly feelings. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, the fullness of the spirit. That now I have an attitude, I have a new direction that is God's will, not my will, God's spirit, not my spirit, God's commands, not mine. See, that's the power of the word. Because you know, the world, it wants you to feel bad. The world wants you to act out. That then you think later when you're confined. Decisions you make that causes the same thing the enemy is trying to do, rob, kill, and destroy the life of that word that's in you that no weapon is formed against. Woo, hallelujah. That greater is that word that's in me than that word that's out there still calling me, still trying to attract me, still trying to draw me in. But James 1 and 8, a double-minded man is unstable in how many ways? All his ways. So I know you look the part, but we're talking about that. What's in your basket? What's in your fruit basket? Is it full of the Spirit? Because when you walk according to the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's that negative word. That's the all those words of the world. The quick fixes, the easy way around, the stuff that's always taking you around and around, but never through. God's word takes you through because we must go through with purpose. Knowing that if I embrace it as truth. This is my word. It's truth. It's truth. My mind supports it because I have made a decision not to walk by logic, not to walk by the physical way, because logic is in rebellion to faith. And if I don't have faith, I don't have anything. And that's the word of God is true. See, when you embrace that, the mind supports it. Because now every word, every action, everything in the power of that word is now seen and manifest on the outside. Because the way I act, the way I talk, the what I do, how I operate now. Am I allowing my life to be led by other people's words? And is it my basket I'm feeding on or somebody else's basket? Ooh, spin around three times. Ooh, glory. But that word, that's for you. Remember, if my word abides in you, you can have whatever you desire. So not you can get anything out of it, but God can be glorified to say, did you see that man continue to tell himself that he was sane? and that he was smart, and that he just kept telling, he just kept encouraging. He's not sick. No sickness in my body. No sickness in my body. And he's always well. He's always positive. And I could see it was from the word of life that he spoke, not only to himself, but to others. And then you see the blossoming of God's word in truth. See, because, you know, when you act, when you go by your actions, that's all you are your actions, because you didn't think it out. You didn't plan it. You didn't even ask no advice. You didn't even, this is when we, when this is how degrading this level. You don't even ask people that did the same thing and then went to jail on it. We'll go do the same thing. Know that person did some time, just got out. And that may be even the reason that reminded us to say, hey, wait, didn't he, that stole down there. But didn't go to him and say, hey, man, what happened? He would have said, I didn't ask nobody. Because if you don't ask, you can't get an answer. And without an answer, you can't have a plan. See, a lot of us don't have a plan with the word. You need a plan with the word that it works. And this is what it works for. It works for me. I know that I'm setting spiritual standards in my walk, every area of my life. I'm provoking myself to expect his word to perform. No, not pennies from heaven. I can't say that enough. Not a new car, not a new house, not a new this. We working on some business ventures and some entrepreneurial things that we're going to provide the things that are needed to do greater ministry in the streets. That's what we do as being good stewards and managers. But let me get back over here to the important part. I need to keep me strong. I need to keep my basket full of the spirit so I do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, somebody says, well, man, Pastor, I'm not sleeping with nobody else. They think it lust is always being. No, anything that's, watch this, contradictory to God's word, and you go after it, is lust. Anything that takes you and separates you from the love of God is lust pulling you that way. And I know we have some particulars that we say, oh, that's lustful when you do this. Everything. God is a jealous God. And he, watch this, he does not contend with anyone. He will not battle for anyone to have you. You're his. But if you choose somebody else through your lust, God is not going to come over there and say, I'm taking you back. That's mine. No. We have to choose him to be in him. The first step, abiding in him, that now he can abide in me and fill my cup. I want to be filled with his word. I need his word at all times. See, the Bible says that pleasant words are health. Read Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24. And we have something that you're available right now. Someone's saying, well, I don't get it like you, Pastor E, and I love this broadcast, and I'm growing, but I need to go higher. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 9 through 16. Read that whole chapter. But it says, the Holy Spirit teaches the mind of God and his secrets. It's not me that I cannot. All I can do is relay how it's translating in my life and how plain and simple it is becoming to me. And in that, my prayer is it motivates you to say, if he could do it for him, he could do it for me. And now you know that the word works in your life. God writes the laws in your mind. God places them in your heart. Read Hebrews chapter 1. Bible even says that the word is forever. You can't mess with it. The word is final. It's complete. It doesn't need my help. Watch this. It doesn't need my help to confirm it. Hebrews 8:13-8 says it's the same yesterday, today, and what? Forevermore. So I gotta seek him. When I see God, woo. I find him. I find him in his word, and I say, wow, this is wonderful. Oh, my God. I feel life. I feel life boiling up in me. Now I can really, really connect with having the mind of Christ in me, because it's the word, not the word of letter, but the word of spirit. And now I know that I must speak a positive word to each and every one of you that have taken this journey with me in the series of words and the power they hold. The power they hold is in you. And the power that you hold that's in you is a word of life. It's a word that's not dead. It's alive. And it must not just be, I have it. Oh, I finally reached there. No, finally, I have it. So I'm strong in the Lord, the word, and the power of his might, the word. And I know that with the word, I can do all things. But without it, without the word, I could do nothing. And take this journal, take this time to continue in your studies about the word. Know that the new covenant was set in standard, that you didn't have to come to me, go to anyone else. You have a straight connection to God. Hebrews chapter 8, read the new covenant. But you have a straight connection to God. He says he won't remember your unrighteousness, your lawless deeds, or your sinful ways. He will remember them no more. But it's the word that must say, oh, I feel that word growing in me. That I'm positioning myself to do what the word says, to go. Come on, keep it real. To go ye therefore and make disciples. And the plan for you is that the word grows in you just like it does anyone else. This is your season. Right now, to have the word grow in your life. Heavenly Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for this opportunity again, this season of your word, Lord. We thank you that you're preparing us for another series for the month of March. Every month of this season of 2017, we thank you for the ordinance to do a series every month, and we're going to stay on that. Next month, we're waiting for you to drop, and we know it will be dynamic, but we thank you for this fellowship of your word. We pray, Lord, that we leave here with a different perspective of your word, that we have a new way of looking at your word and activating your word and being a part of the power that your word holds. Lord, be magnified today. Be glorified today. Be lifted up like never before, Lord. And we want to bless you. We want to honor you. And we want to give you all the honor, all the glory, all the praise that is due to you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Woo, hallelujah, family. Thank you for joining us today. If you're still hot for a word, meet me today at the gathering at Sylvia Nunn's Angels at 12:30 Pacific Standard Time for we don't know where we're going today on that, but I know we're going to have a Bible study there. We'd love to have you stop by, fellowship with us, get to meet Cynthia and see what she's doing in that area. We got the Diamonds of the City of Compton in that facility, but we're looking to spread that across the country. Diamonds in your city. You can connect with her, myself, in that area, but stop by today and fellowship with us at Sylvia Nunn's Angels, 12:30 Pacific Standard Time for the gathering with myself, Pastor E, Cynthia Nunn at Sylvia Nunn's Angels. God bless you, family. You are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. And remember, you are beautifully made by God. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at provoke2000now.com to make all financial donations. provoke2000now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.